Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Dwight Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Beetlebaum, George Rock, and our guest for this evening, the Ten Harmoniers. Dwight Jones and the City Slickers dig up an old favorite in the garden of yesterday's melodies by using their gardening tools to play When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from the Coliseum in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're playing for the International Harvester Company, the company that makes tractors and bulldozers, two of the City Slickers' favorite musical instruments. We now turn to... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Well, Sir Frederick Gass, what are you looking so glum about?
Mr. Jones, what am I going to do? I ain't in love with my girl Gladys.
I ain't? You mean I'm not in love with Gladys? He's not in love with Gladys. They're not in love with Gladys.
Gee, I sure picked a lemon, didn't I?
He's been that way ever since he was 12 and a half going on Esquire. It's my pleasure now to introduce the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody. Say, Spike, I just found out that Hoagie Carmichael comes from Indiana.
Oh, sure, Dorothy. That's why he's so musically inclined.
Coming from Indiana, I guess he was born with a banjo on his knee.
Yep, they had to operate on him before he could get his pants on. Incidentally, I was over visiting Hoagie's family the other day. You know, they still dig their own garden?
Really? What are they planting this year?
Same as last year. Johnny Mercer records. And you know something, Dorothy? Cole Porter and Red Skelton come from Indiana, too.
Gosh, I can't understand why people want to leave. They've got the loveliest farms here. I love a farm, and someday I hope to own one.
Well, that should be easy, Dorothy. After all, what's a farm anyway? Just a cabin, a horse, and a Sears and Roebuck catalog. So you really want to settle down, huh?
Well, Spike, I guess it's every girl's ambition to have a husband and a home and children.
Yeah, but nowadays it isn't so easy to find a husband with a home and children. Take my aunt, for instance. She wanted to get married, so bad she even grew her own orange blossoms.
And what happened?
Now she's got 10,000 oranges and nobody to squeeze.
Well, romance can be disappointing. Let me tell you what happened to poor old Pappy under the old apple tree. For the old apple tree in the orchard lives in my memory, 'cause it reminds me of my Pappy. He was handsome, young, and happy when he planted the old apple tree. Then one day Pappy took Widder Norton out on a jamboree, and when he took her home at sun up, Brother Norton raised his gun up and he chased Pappy up in the tree. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye to the old apple tree. If my Pappy had unloaded, he'd be sorry that he growed it, 'cause he died on the old apple tree. When the neighbors came after my pappy, up in the tree was he. The neighbors took a rope and strung him by the neck, and then they hung him to a branch of the old apple tree. Now my poor pappy lies in the orchard, out of his misery. They put the apples in a basket, chopped the tree down for a casket, and my poor pappy's gone with the tree. Say goodbye, bye, bye, bye. Say goodbye to the old apple tree. Now if my pappy had a known it, he'd be sorry that he growed it, 'cause he died on the old apple tree. Wasn't tried on the old apple tree, but he died on the old apple tree.
In these days when we are trying to produce billions of bushels of grain, can you imagine what the results would be without harvesting machines? The tractors and plows which come off the production lines of the International Harvester Company? Can you imagine the transport problems if we had to do without motor trucks? The building problems if we had no crawler tractors or bulldozers? We are happy tonight to be playing before the men and women of International Harvester, who are producing equipment without which progress would be impossible. To each and every one of the over 100,000 workers in the 23 United States plants, the two plants in Canada, the plants in Australia, England, France, Mexico, Germany, and Sweden, and to those International Harvester dealers who keep IHC machines performing, a salute.
Friends, the City Slickers invite you to trek along with us in our safari headed for Jungle Town. On this trip, our vocalist Paul Judson will bring a supply of ammunition and a few native girls in case we get lost. Freddie Morgan will bring a supply of food and a few native girls in case we get lost. And I'll bring a map of Arizona just to make sure we get lost. Here we go. We're off to Jungle Town.
Moon is coming soon. There will be a serenade to a pretty monkey man. Soon a big baboon from that spoon beneath the moon. She'll be true to monkey boo 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 straight down and down your town.
And so we left a teeming little village and struck out into the mysterious jungle. By aid of grapevine, we had learned of a tribe of ferocious man-eating cannibals who held in their midst Tago, a beautiful white goddess. After hacking our way through the dense undergrowth for hours, we finally came into a clearing. There in the moonlight was Tago, surrounded by a group of half-crazed savages, chanting their primitive love song.
Tago, my heart, I love you.
Spike. That was a thrilling adventure. I'd love to go on one of those expeditions.
Oh, you'd love it, Dorothy, especially at night under a starlit sky. When everyone sits around the campfire, suddenly they raise their voices in song.
Goodness, Spike. You made it sound so real I can actually hear the voices.
Well, Dorothy, those voices are you hear are real. They belong to our guest for this evening, the famous Ken Harmon Ayers. Good evening, Rags.
How you doing, Spike?
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You're
glad to be here on the Spotlight with you.
Well, thank you, Rags. It's our pleasure. Your being here tonight is a glowing tribute to the American ideal of free opportunity. Friends, these 10 boys worked in an airplane factory. Their talents were soon recognized, and they were literally drafted into show business. Isn't that right, Rags?
That's very flattering. I can truthfully say opportunity was handed to us on a silver platter.
That's wonderful. It was handed to me on an iron washboard. But tell me, Rags, how do you go about selecting your songs, anyway?
Well, sometimes we take in an old favorite, but we're always on the lookout for songs by unknown composers, too.
Well, that's a coincidence. The Slickers and myself also like to find music by unknowns.
That's the minute, Mr. Jones. My partner here and myself have written plenty of songs.
Yeah, plenty of songs.
Now, wait a minute. I told you last week I don't want to hear any of your songs.
Are you kidding? Why, one famous producer wants to make us another Hammerstein and Rogers.
Well, what's stopping him?
Hammerstein and Rogers.
Quiet, you.
Yeah, quiet, you.
Here's one of our songs. Listen.
Don't throw stones at your mother, for that's not the right thing to do. Feel my hitter while she's in them. You may hurt her or break her forehead. Don't throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute.
Well, you don't like that? Well, we got another one. One, two, three. Oh, they stole Miss O'Hara a diamond tiara, but she still got her boom CA. Oh, Ricky Ticky.
Now, wait a minute. Will you please get out of here?
But she still got her boom CA. Boom.
Golly, they sound like a couple of fugitives from Arthur Godfrey. But I see that the Harmon Ayers are now assembled in front of the microphone and are ready to give out with their famous arrangement of Kentucky Bay.
Well, the bookman will take the shore and let you close your eyes. He's waiting just outside the door, take you by surprise. Let me give a shave, little sugar baby. Close your eyes and see. Fly away, fly away, Kentucky baby. Fly away to bed. Fly away, lay your little curly head.
Thank you, boys. You've certainly lived up to your advance notices. The Harmon Ayers will be back, but right now, here's Mike Waltz.
Like hundreds of other factories, International Harvester plants have Coca-Cola coolers installed so that employees can work refreshed.
We're ready now to put the spotlight on, I hope it's a woodpecker. Come in.
Thank
you.
We still think there's nobody like you,
thank you.
Just we got 8,600
points.
I remember saying I love you and tell me to tell you, and my name is
Georgie.
Well, Georgie,
I know, and I suppose
you've
got another poem.
Yeah. Boy, I sure can't think of them.
You what?
I said I sure
can't think of them. Well, that's one way of putting it. All right, Georgie, let's hear the poem, huh?
Mercy, Boca. To Spike Jones. You know in Philadelphia how popular Scrapple is? Look how popular you are in Indianapolis. People love your face with its jutting jaws because it reminds them of a pair of swinging doors. Your Cupid's bow lips are cute as a sparrow, and your nose hangs over them just like an arrow. I compare your face and the strength in its features to a good strong patch on the seat of my breeches. I thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That kid sure writes good poems. You ought to reward him.
Yeah, I'll give him a doorknob.
Why a doorknob?
Well, I don't think he should have anything sharp. Now the spotlight turns to Dorothy Shay, and her song is, what is this thing called? Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing of love?
Thank you, Dorothy. And while we're all pondering that question, I see a very popular young man approaching. He and Nelson Eddy make their money in the same racket. Nelson Eddy makes more money, and this young man makes more racket. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. For my song tonight, I have selected Francis Craig's very popular ballad, Beg Your Pardon. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, music my throat, except if you please. Thank you. If I lose my head, I'll look pretty silly walking around with no head. If I lose my lead, choose my bed. If I lose my head, beg your pardon. What a guy. Get his head cut off and then apologize right for it. Oh, funny. If I lose my head, beg your pardon for things that I've said. Peg your bargain, bard your pagan, wear a leggin. No, who's not Megan? Stop your begging. You're too old to beg. You ought to steal. Personally, I don't steal things. I just find them before they're lost. Why should I worry the way that I do when you're in no hurry to yet leave a boo to bet me a two to fall in the stew?
Oh, no.
To paint me with blue? No, no, no. To tie up my shoe? No, 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 no. Speaking of shoes, my shoes are for sale. In fact, they're half sold already.
Half sold already? That's for sure.
Let me love you. I'll cry for a kiss in the garden. And if I should miss, I'll feel like a fool if I kiss a tree instead. Or maybe I'd miss and kiss a cactus. You get the point, huh? Pretty sharp, a cactus. Pretty sharp. I get worse. And if I should miss, beg your pardon. But if some sunny day you'll let me have my way down south in the land of cotton, cotton, cotton. Sounds like a laundry. You know, I used to have a job in a laundry. It was an eagle laundry, but I got fired. I couldn't wash eagles.
That's a killer.
You'll let me have my way. I don't have bouquet. No, I won't have to pay. No, no, I'll jump in the bay.
No, no, no.
I'll eat up some hay. Hay? That's what they feed the horses.
Horses?
And there they go. It's Squeaky Evelyn in front. Pat Craig in his second. Linda and Linda, they're close. And Strip Teaser is showing plenty. Thank you, our partner.
Superb, Professor. The Harmon Airs, Dorothy Shea, and the Flickers peek into the slang dictionary and come up with Jeepers Creepers, Goody Goody, and Oh by Jingle.
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those creepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those bad guys? Don't get them.
Speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
It's been a real pleasure to play before the International Harvester Company.
Well, we all agree on that. Say, Spike, when we get to Detroit, are you going to call your old girlfriend?
No, Dorothy. The last time I went to see her, I brought along a book on how to make love.
And what happened?
Well, I turned to page one and it said, take her in your arms. I did. Then I turned to page two. It said, hold her close. So I did. Then she turned the lights off. Well, I turned the light on again.
Why did you turn the lights on again?
How else could I see what it said on page three? Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
And when you're on the job tomorrow, we suggest that you work refreshed. Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with Mel Torme's guest for the song he does in the picture Good News. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday at this same CBS station with Percy Faith, James Coleman, and your host, Roger Fryer. Spike Jones and the City Slickers begin a two-week engagement tomorrow at the Music Hall in Detroit. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.